Hello, everybody. It's Connor. Thank you so much for listening to this brand new episode of Drama with Connor and Dylan McDowell, your favorite twins in the entire world, who you may or may not be familiar with. Anyway, you're going to love, love, love today's episode with Christiane Pitz, who is currently starring in Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York on Broadway. We absolutely fell in love. Y'all, this is an all-time episode. Seriously, you're gonna love it. We don't just talk theater. We talk Disney Channel original movies. We talk old movie musicals. We talk travel. We talk love. We talk housewives. We talk life. It's amazing. I want to tell you something else, though. There's even more drama if you want it at patreon.com/thedramapodcast. So you go there, you spend $5, and you become a member of Drama Plus. Drama Plus is our bonus content where you get two episodes a month on patreon.com that are extra. It's Dylan and I talking about all things theater, pop culture, love, and life. And in addition to those extra episodes, you get added to our close friends on Instagram where we have too much fun. So anyway, go to patreon.com/thedramapodcast, become a member of Drama Plus, and tell your friends about us. All right, now enjoy this episode with Christiane. I know you're gonna love it just as much as we did. Time for the show.
Press play.
Curtain up and now we're in.
It's time to take a spin.
The shade and tea
to spill.
Ooh, drama.
Oh, that's a tweet. Did they book?
Who got nom?
They option no.
Oh, I'm not well.
What star will we talk to today?
Oh, that's a gag, honey.
Say no more. Drama.
Drama. Welcome to Drama, a podcast that covers theater,
pop culture,
love,
and life.
I am Connor McDowell.
And I am Dylan McDowell.
Dylan, we needed to talk about this because you just binged all of season two of The Pitt.
That's out so far.
And I've been watching weekly. And we actually have not discussed our thoughts yet on how we're feeling about the season. So tell me.
Well, I'm so in it. And I also was like a late adopter to the first season last summer. I feel like I watched it after everybody else. And I did binge it all. Literally within, I mean, it was days. Like a beautiful summer binge. And then it's been different now, not having the whole thing. And it was such a phenomenon its first season. What are you thinking of it so far?
I feel like it doesn't have that like magical first season zazazoo to it, but it's still really good. I think it's still really good.
Oh yeah, an amazing cast. I also love that it's like, you don't see a bunch. I mean, granted, I love shows like Elsbeth, for example, something like that, where you see tons of familiar faces. But I love with The Pitt, it feels like they're just normal people that are in the show walking into that emergency room.
True. Now, I mean, there was a guest star this season who did play the woman that Arya's dad on Pretty Little Liars had an affair with during early seasons, who I recognized immediately, obviously.
Oh,
but
I know who you're talking about now.
You know the gal. You know the
she
gal.
She was giving, actually, in that
she was
scene.
Giving. She was giving. Yeah. Okay, wait. So I need to know, who are your top three favorite characters on The Pitt right now?
Okay, it's always Dana, the charge nurse. I'm obsessed
Same.
With her.
She's number one.
I love all the female doctors. I think that's, I'm not a Dr. Robbie Stan like everybody else is.
Okay, fair. I do love
What
him.
About you?
Well, I'm head nurse Dana, Whitaker, aka Huckleberry.
Okay.
So cute. And I love Melissa King.
Yes.
With the glasses.
Which is Bryan Cranston's daughter.
She really is.
Yes.
Legit. She's great. I love her character.
Yeah.
I need her trial
it's so
to happen
good.
On the show.
I know. That's the thing, is I feel like there hasn't been as much character development so far. But again, I binged the first season. So it was like I got it all in one sort of dose.
Maybe it felt like there was more than you were thinking.
Yeah. So maybe I'll wait until the rest of the season comes out and then binge that. I think that's my plan.
All right. Okay. We're talking about The Pitt.
Right.
But we've got Ms. Pitts.
Oh, wait, that's fun.
I literally didn't even think of it till I saw the name on the Zoom chat. And I was like, wow, this is cosmic.
It's all lining up right here.
Dylan, would you please read this introduction and bring her on in?
I'm so excited. Our guest today is an actress and singer-songwriter currently starring on Broadway as Robin in Two Strangers Carry a Cake Across New York, having also led the musical's American premiere at ART last summer. You'll know this leading lady from her star-making turn as Anne Darrow in King Kong on Broadway, making history as the first woman of color to play the iconic role. She made her Broadway debut as Jane in A Bronx Tale and even recently appeared in Come From Away just before Two Strangers literally came to New York. Our fabulous guest plays the role of Pernessa Reed on Starz Power Book 3, Raising Kanan, as well as appeared in The Good Fight, Blue Bloods, Dead Ringers, Evil, Elementary, and the film Resort to Love on Netflix. She lends her voice to the character Rosalie on Apple TV's Rolling with Otis. And her latest single, Buttercup, is streaming now. This queen has made her grand return to NYC, and we are so gagged to have her on the podcast today. Please welcome to Drama,
Christiane Pitts.
Yeah. That intro. Wow. Thank y'all for having me. I feel like I've arrived.
Oh my goodness. We're so excited to have you. Are you a Pitt viewer?
No. And as y'all were describing it, I was like, I need to get into this because everybody's obsessed with it. It did great last year, right? The first season of the Emmys.
Yes. Yeah, it won best drama.
Yeah. I need to get into it. Is this one where there is one, it's like one Steadicam, something like that, or...
In one of the episodes, they did do that, but follows like one day long shift in the ER. So every episode is like 7 a.m. Then the next one's 8 a.m. Then it's 9 a.m. So patients come in and out, but you might be done with a case after like three episodes. And then they've already got new patients coming in. And then maybe they were in there in the morning and then they're back that night because something happened. You know, they had to come back.
I'm going to get into it. I'm going to get into it.
Are you a medical drama girl at all? Like, did you ever do Grey's or anything?
I didn't, but I love like, this is not the same at all, but like How to Get Away with Murder. I love
the best
scandal.
So you're Shondaland adjacent. The TGIT lineup on Thursday nights, that was like Grey's, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder. That's my Roman Empire to this day, if I'm going to be honest.
1,000%. Do y'all remember the crossover? The How to Get Away? And
yes.
Oh, yes.
Simpler times. I'm re-binging Scandal. Just...
Really? Okay, wait. I was going to say I don't know if our TikTok is controversial right now, so I might cut this. But my TikTok is like all Scandal impressions.
Really?
Storylines coming back. Fitz and Olivia stuff. So it's funny that you're binging it now. There's something in the air.
Mm-hmm. I think we're all like, remember when like we were joking and politics was like funny? You know what I mean? We were like, the drama. And now we're like, babe.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Babe, I just bought my daughter and I a go bag. You know what a go bag is?
Yes.
I'm ready to go.
I need to get one.
You can never be too sure.
Mm-hmm.
Well, those first couple seasons of Scandal were amazing. Like, I really, really love it. It gets a little... Did you finish it the first time you watched it?
I didn't. That's why I'm going back. Is it getting...
It's really wild as it goes on. In a fun way.
But still great. Great to the end. Melly really steps up. You'll see.
She does. You'll see.
Yeah, it's very messy too. Watching it, like, I was younger. I think the first time I binged, I was in college. And so this time I'm like, the mess.
I know.
Not us rooting for this affair.
Right? How did they get us to do that?
We were obsessed. I did not like the wife in the first time. The first time I watched it through, I was like, this is, I don't know about this.
Yeah.
I'm still binging it though.
It's so good. Wait, have you gotten to the seasons yet where Kerry Washington was pregnant? So they were hiding her with like giant bags or like a lamp.
Yes. And you know what's crazy? Again, first time I watched it, didn't notice. I know they talked about it like culturally, but I didn't notice it in the show. And then this time I'm like, oh, babe, this is, I mean, you are clearly like it. She looked fabulous, but I thought that was funny. Like, yeah, I'm obsessed.
So good.
I love that you're watching that. That's such a fun nostalgia because 2016 is in again, you know?
That was a different time. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's why I'm watching. It's like very comforting. Even though it's like super messy, I'm like, things were different then. Like,
yes.
Oh, what a time.
That was kind of my senior year of college / when we moved to New York. So it was like a very beautiful time in our lives.
What school did you guys go to?
We went to school here in Columbus, Ohio at Ohio State. Nice. A state school.
Nice. Me too, I went to Florida State.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I shouldn't say it like that. Not
big football school.
Love
big
y'all.
Football school. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's so funny. We were like national champions when I was there. I went to like 5 games. I was such a theater girl. I was like, I have rehearsal. I don't give a damn about no championship. Not realizing like it was a pretty big deal, but.
What's the mascot for FSU?
A problematic. Okay.
Oh, really?
Yes. It's a Seminole. It's a man on a horse, but I feel like it's a white man. And maybe not to this day. Maybe they've actually, but I don't know, child. It's been controversial. They've been trying to change the mascot for years and it hasn't happened yet.
It's such a process because people are so tied to these nasty traditions. It's like, let's just refresh it here.
Let's just refresh it.
Yes.
Pick an animal like everybody else, baby.
An alligator or something down there in Florida.
At Ohio State, ours is literally a buckeye, a nut. So they made him like a person, Brutus Buckeye.
Okay.
He's a nut man.
Great.
Yeah. The
That's
only person that's
great.
offending is someone with a nut allergy, I guess, you know?
I was just about to say, who is that pissing off? But
Right.
okay, there you go. There you
Exactly.
go.
Oh
That's
my gosh.
funny.
Christiane, you are so much fun. We obviously are obsessed with you. We do
Thank
like to check
you.
in, though, before we really dive into the conversation. I'm
Yes,
curious, are
yes.
you well?
You know, I am today. I am today. My daughter's in school. I have the day off. I get to hang out with the day off. I have a show tonight, but I have the day. I get to hang out with you guys. So yes, I am well. I am well. I've been trying to take much better care of myself in this season with the schedule, with the weather. So it's been rough because I've been like more regimented than I'd like, but today I am so well. How are you guys?
I'm
I love
glad
to
to
hear it.
hear it.
We're
You do have
good.
great energy emanating off of you. It's honestly
Oh,
like
good.
fueling my own personal vibes. Where I'm
Yes.
good. I'm bracing myself for this windy, cold New York weekend, but it was a pretty good week. I work at City Center and we opened High Spirits at Encores.
I want to go so bad.
But it's been super busy, but really fun.
Oh, good, good. That cast is amazing.
Oh my God, so amazing. Dylan, how are you?
All is well for me. I'm getting married at the end of the month. And so I'm in a crazy, I know.
The
So I'm
fact that
like,
we didn't start with that is killing me.
I feel
Congratulations.
like, thank you. I feel like it's all I talk about. I never thought I'd be that person that like it became my whole life, but it has. It genuinely has.
Congratulations. And that's
Thank you.
amazing.
Thank you so much. I'm excited. Almost everything is done.
Were you a bridezilla?
Connor, was I?
More like an anxious bride, just
Okay.
like worrying about details, like not controlling. But just like a little stressed. Does that
Yeah.
count, fall under Bridezilla? Or is Bridezilla more like, argh?
We'll see how it goes during the weekend, I guess.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. It's been so fun. We've been engaged for 2 years, so it's been like a long process that it's like I'm kind of just ready for it to be here, but I know I'm gonna be so sad when it's over. Big special life events, though, you know?
Dylan, will I be like Robin carrying the cake to your wedding?
Honestly, what's so funny about that is a lot of places deliver the cake, you know, unless you piss me off and I'm gonna have to punish you like Robin's sister. Is this a
Okay.
spoiler
I
alert
was
on this
gonna
podcast
say,
right now? Yeah.
imagine if Dylan was like, well, actually Connor's uninvited. This is really awkward that we're discussing this publicly, but Connor's not invited. Oh,
Right.
Oh, it hurt. Wait.
scandal.
Christiane, what are the three tiers that we just picked out the flavors for the cake? What are the three in Two Strangers again?
Okay, so we've got a white coconut chiffon, a pistachio Genoese, Genoa, I'm not sure how you say it. He says Genoese in the show, but then we did an interview with this like brilliant cake maker, and I heard her say Genoa. I said, oh, all hell. And then we don't talk about the other layer. I'd like to think it's red velvet, but I don't know.
Think red velvet sounds like, is it the top one?
I think it's the base.
It's the base. Oh,
I think it's the base, and then it gets more intense as it goes up.
okay. That's fun. I love
I'm
that so much.
completely making this up though, y'all. So
Listen,
this is
it would
my
make sense for
theories.
Dougal to mispronounce Genoa, which anyways, so that's fine. That's totally fair. Well, speaking of the show, by the way, I'm so glad you're well. And I want to get into some of the other things that you mentioned too, like your beautiful daughter and stuff like that. But I want to talk about Two Strangers because
Yes, please.
this whole thing about Two Strangers, it came into my life just over a year ago. Spotify was, it targeted me and I discovered the score, like I think many people did. And this is the first time this has happened for me in a long time where I fell in love with a show by just listening to the album before I actually saw it. I don't know if that's just this modern world, I guess. Having lived in New York and doing the podcast, I feel like I see things and then I kind of fall in love with them. This was the other way around. And so when it was announced that was coming to the States and now it's on Broadway, it's a little show that could, honestly.
It is.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. Thank you. It's like a huge honor because I hadn't heard of it, but I did the same thing. I listened to the music first before reading the script. I was like, oh, this is. I almost on like truth be told, it's the first time in a while where I had read a musical script that I like immediately got a little bit anxious about because I really, really loved it. And the part of our job as actors is like, don't attach yourself too early because, well, for me anyways, is how I like protect my mental health. Just go in, everything's a, whatever, and we see what happens. I listened to that music and I was like, oh, no, really? Like I immediately got like, oh, hell. So I'm so excited that it happened because it really is like some of the most fun I've ever had on stage. Some of the best music I've ever gotten to sing. It's, yeah.
What song spoke to you most? of Robin's the first time you listened.
Be happy. And it's even changed since. So that's how you know it's good music, when things continue to evolve and continue to like, you know, change. But it was Be Happy. I was like, oh, this is different. This is very different. And, you know, big shout outs and all the love to Dejana Gift, who was the original Robin in the West End, because obviously the songs are stunning, but also her, like her take, her approach, like the aching. I just was like, yeah, this is different. Like that, love all the songs. That one stood out to me as like, what? We're really letting this like beautiful young Black woman explore like mental health issues in such a like, we're not diving too deep because she has to go to work the next day. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so real. I think that's what stood out to me is like, whoa, we just talked about something so serious in such a casual way because we got stuff to do.
Right. I think that's the brilliance of the show too, is the music is amazing, but the book, I mean, it could be a play on its own because there, I mean, mm-hmm. you know, there's a lot of lines. It's a lot the for words. You, but what I think, and this is maybe the way my brain is trained with shows like Scandal or other things like that are out there. Mm-hmm. I kept waiting for a shoe to drop with Robin's character of like, oh, this is why this is happening. This is why. But it wasn't like that. It was that she is just a normal person who has her own struggles, and there's not some trauma or some terrible thing. I mean, there's, you know, certain elements of the story that I don't want to give away, but and I think that's why it's so relatable, is that you can apply it to anybody.
It is. It is. Yes. It's like the millennial Gen Z struggle of this time in our lives, when all the expectations and hopes and dreams kind of just flatline in a way, and you just don't know where to go next, and you kind of lost that motivation you had. So I agree with Dylan, it is so relatable.
Yes, even the moment it came into my life, the moment the script came into my life, I was like, you know that moment in Euphoria when they're like, is this about me? I literally was like, oh, not someone who is watching me. I just felt so seen, like, oh babe, this is me. Just again, I'm fine. You know what I mean? I'm good. Like, I think we're all in that space of like, we're fine. I'm okay. That. It's that.
So did you get to sing Be Happy in your first audition?
No.
Okay.
No, I sang, what did we sing? I think we sang What'll It Be, which is also another beautiful song. It's Robin's first song in the show. And then This Year, which is Robin's last solo of the show. Which was very different when I sang in the audition, but yeah, we sang those two.
I'm a This Year girly myself.
Me too.
I'm obsessed. But okay, you mentioned it was different. That's something that I've noticed as someone who was obviously obsessed with the album. Yes. Robin's songs almost have been vastly rewritten, I feel, lyrically. Yeah. And even some melodic things. Were you privy to any of that as it was happening? Or was it, this is how it was presented to you when you came on board?
No, I was privy to that, which is so cool. I think there was this beautiful evolution of, so Kit Buchan, who wrote the script, he's a poet. He's a poet by like, that is, and you can tell when you see the show, but he is a poet. And so a lot of the songs originally were poetry in such a beautiful way. And then as the show continued to develop, it started to become more realistic, to the point where then the songs had to reflect a little bit more of the realism. So like a part of the change is really just taking something that is the poetic version of something and then making it the like realistic version of the thing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So cool to watch. It was so cool to witness someone translate poetry into like the literal meaning. And then for me, whereas like I thought I understood, I was like, that's what it, like, you know what I mean? Just crack things open where I was like, oh my goodness. I didn't think it could get even more intense, but yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was so a part cool. of that. So I loved being a part of that process, because that was another thing. Again, Robin, to me, the music I thought was stunning. And then when I wrote the script, what popped off the page is like how real she was. I keep saying Robin felt like one of my homegirls, and I have never seen one of my homegirls in a musical ever. Not a musical. I've seen princes that I love, princesses that I love, queens that I love, like people that I resonate with, but I've never read a script and been like, is that, you know what I mean? Like, is that my friend? So I loved that. And my approach was like to do that, to exist in a very authentic way. And I think when we started working together, they started to respond to like the authenticity and say, well, then she's really just gonna say what she means. So let's have her say what she means. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She's not gonna like paint a beautiful picture for him. She's gonna be like, this is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And so she wants to paint a beautiful picture, and then it's a tool she's using. It's really they yeah. Kit and Jim are otherworldly.
Oh, they're so brilliant. I mean, they've
Yeah.
written the bop of all bops with this New York song that's really taken
Babe.
over. And I love the duet version that you two did. Was that Good Morning America or was that?
Yeah, that was a good morning, America. That was fun.
Okay, that was cool. I'm keeping my
That was
fingers
fun.
crossed for a bonus track on the Inevitable Cast
Oh,
album.
oh, oh. Fingers
But yes,
crossed.
like I said, keep my
I do have to say, your portrayal of Robin, yes, she is so real. Like, I felt I
Thank you.
knew her. You nailed it. It's
Thank
so
you so
good.
much.
It's
Thank
so
you.
good. Do you have a favorite scene to do every performance?
Oh, that's a good question. Because that's a really good question. It varies, but I think one that always seems to be ever changing in a beautiful way is the scene where someone that Robin is really interested in hits her back on an app. And it's always slightly different. And it's a moment where Dougal and Robin get to kind of like the roles flip. All of a sudden, Dougal is all knowing and Robin has no idea what to do. And depending on the day, depending on our spirits, it looks differently. It is so much fun, y'all. Oh my goodness, it is so much fun. It's a time where we try to like fuck with each other a little bit. Like, I'll do something that he is not anticipating. And to watch him respond, like, why would you do that to me in front of all these people? It is, and vice versa. He does the same thing to me. So yeah, it's that moment. It's that moment.
Oh, so
That's
good.
Amazing.
I love the chemistry between you and Sam. It's really remarkable. It makes it sing in beautiful ways.
We locked in very quickly, which is really cool. I had this amazing acting coach named Tanya Berezin. May she rest in peace. And she had this approach to auditioning that was like rehearsal, like just treat these auditions like rehearsal, and it helps remove some of the anxiety. So, like I told y'all earlier, I love the show. So I was like, I might have went a little OD on treating it like rehearsal. You mean I walked in like, all right, cool. So just don't recommend. But that immediately, like when Sam tells it, immediately had him like, it kind of caught him off guard a little bit. And it made him, I think, I don't want to speak for him, but it made him easier to be like fucked with a little bit because he was so like, who, I'm sorry, what is happening? And so we immediately kind of like locked into like banter and we did not know each other at all. And so I don't know, since that, we've just been able to build like a really, really beautiful friendship and an immense amount of trust because it is just us up there. And we have these incredible standbys, Vinny and Phoenix. We just hired two other amazing standbys, Jana, excuse me, and Austin. So there's also a trust that has to happen between all of us that is like intense. But yeah, I love Samantha Teddy. He's the best.
No, not Samantha Tuddy.
I know.
Yes,
I'm
child.
on the floor
Samantha
about
Teddy, honey. He was
Samantha.
Sam in the UK. He is Samantha Teddy in the US. Okay. Yes, he
I'm
is.
sure that so much of your trust has been built up in the onstage moments, but have there been any experiences, whether it be from Boston to now, that you that really think of with Sam that speak to your friendship and relationship?
Yes. We have this one moment in Boston. It was actually the four of us where we went out one day after rehearsal. The rehearsal process was pretty intense. It's a lot of words. It's a lot of words. And even though Sam was the only one who had done it before, it changed a lot. And some things changed so minutely that it was harder for him to register. So we just had one day where we all just went out afterwards and bonded. And then we came home. We're all living together in this one apartment. We all had our own apartments, but this one building. And we all came home and we had this interaction that I cannot say, not telling everybody's business, but it was easily one of the funniest things I've ever experienced in my life. And mind you, we're all pretty much strangers. It was our first time really trying to, hang out. And we laughed, y'all. We laughed till we cried. We're outside, doubled over. At one point, Sam is taking his shirt off. He's so hot. He's la It was just, it was. It was like a weird moment. I just have never laughed that hard with a bunch of strangers. Like we were like lunatics. And like since that moment, there was just like this release where we go out of our way to like laugh with each other, be ourselves. There's not much like complaining. There's not much. It's hard. I think in our business, you can get real jaded and there's always something to be wrong. And that the four of us are like, let's just have as much fun as we possibly can. And then we take that on stage, and it's just like, it's just different. It's so different.
That's so beautiful. I want to hang out with you guys.
I was gonna say, we have a time. Please come hang out. We have a time. We were playing games. We were just silly, silly.
Wait, speaking of Boston, Dylan and I did get to, well, we drove out to Boston because Dylan, like he said, has been obsessed with this show. So we drove out last summer to see it. Absolutely loved it. I have a few things to say about from like seeing it from Boston to New York, but
Yes.
something that I have in my head from the Boston run, was there ever a suggestion of a little romance between Dougal and Robin that they took away for New York? Because for some reason, when I was watching it on Broadway, I mean, I was delighted that it was kind of gone, to be honest with you, just like as a fan. I like that it's this special friendship that doesn't have romance, but was there ever a version where there was a suggestion of romance?
There's it's so funny. So there is still, right? But it's just so subtle. And we played during previews back and forth with like cranking it up, turning it way too down, trying to find this like happy medium. But it's one of those things where like, even though there's only two people on stage, you know, these shows are like super collaborative. And there's this, some people who will have creative opinions on the show want intense romance. And some people don't think that's as important. So then it's our job and our brilliant director's job to like have it like sizzling. So then there are some people who take away, and if something non-romantic is what they resonate with, that's what they're gonna see. And then you have some people who come who are like, oh my God. So they definitely like they're together, right? In London, they get together in London. She goes to London. Like there are some people who have like painted this whole picture, like they're together. But there was absolutely conversation and work post-Boston about like, let's crank it up to the point where me and Sam were like, I was getting we're in love. You know what I mean? And then, but you know, we're too silly for that. I had to just tell y'all, there was one rehearsal in particular where they were like, we have to completely turn the romance up. And you would have thought we were like 13 years old, like not professional actors. Like we were just like, it was so not even awkward, but just silly because we built such a friendship that it was like scary. But then after that rehearsal, it opened up Pandora's box and then we were able to explore the romance a little bit more and like be confident in it. But oh, that first rehearsal, we were children. We were like, oh, he had the cooties. We were so
Which that reminds me of like being in like middle school theater and someone might have had to have a kiss or something. We were in Greece. I remember when Connor and I were in Greece in 8th grade, and there was some kiss that happened and everyone laughed. And the director turned around and was like, "You are professionals." And it was like, come on, it's funny. You know, it's like it's jarring. You know, we're 13
Baby, I live for those music theater teachers. I, honey, we need them. We
Yes.
need them to say, this is not a game.
Right.
This is not it. Lock in. You're like, ma'am, I got soccer after this. I
Right, and a
got.
paper to write and scandals on. I have more two strangers questions, but speaking about theater teachers and just sort of, you know, maybe when you might have fallen in love with the arts as a
Oh,
whole, we like to talk about the Ring of Keys moment, which is this maybe moment where you witnessed something, you were, you know, might have seen a movie, heard a song, were exposed to theater in some way that made you realize, okay, I think this is for me. Do you feel like you have a moment you can pinpoint?
Yes, and you literally just said it. I had Grease on a VHS and I watched it, y'all, an unhealthy amount of times. I was obsessed. I'm talking about that was my first thing where I was like, this is exactly what I want to do. Then my mom, I don't know how she did this, but you could flip it over. So I had Grease on one side. You would flip it over, Chicago. No, that was a diff that was years later. It was a Flubber. That's ridiculous. It was
Oh,
Flubber. Flubber on
also
one
amazing.
side, Grease on the other side. So I would watch these two movies back to back and be like, okay, I want to do this in some capacity. Then it was Grease, then it was like Hairspray, the movie, the one with Ricki Lake, Chicago, Rent. Having theater on film like that, because remember those movies were good. Like they were good. I grew up in Georgia. So even though we had the Fox Theater, I wasn't going to theater like that until much later. So it was those movies that made me feel like, yeah, it was Grease, baby. I was Sandra D. I was everybody. On top of that, though, too, that was also the era of like Cheetah Girls. So we just had so much like Raven was an actor, but she was also singing. There was just a lot of little things for like musicals were just like in my childhood. And then the last thing I want to speak about specifically is so there's Britney Spears' album, the one that Lucky was on. And I had my sisters do a whole, I'm not gonna say I was the creator of the visual album tees, but I'm not gonna hold you. I had this, I put that album together and made it a stage play. And my sister Brittany, there was three of us. My sister Brittany was like the Brittany who was like troubled. Not that, not me. Anyway, my sister Brittany was trouble Brittany. My sister Claire was like posh, like I've made it, I'm a celebrity, Brittany. And I was like young, innocent Brittany. And I staged the entire album in my basement, and it was called Lucky. And I had my dad and like some of the neighborhood come and watch it. Like I very early was like making theater. Like, yes, like this is, I had lights.
Did you sell tickets or?
Should have. I didn't sell tickets. I didn't sell tickets. I said, you know, capitalism isn't for me, babe. I just want to make the art. I just want everybody to come sit down. I just took it so serious.
If there's a time machine, I need to get in it and go watch your Oops, I Did It Again stage show.
You would gag. And it must have been preparing me for three strangers, for three strangers, for two strangers, because there was only three of us. And we were in it. In it. Yeah, it was
Wow. Are you
wild.
the oldest sibling?
No, I'm the youngest.
And they
Telling them
listen
what to
to
do. Because
You have
they saw I had a
vision.
vision. Yeah, it was
Yes.
very cute. Full
Oh.
production value. The lamps, I had all the lamps in the house.
Would the
Did.
three of you do Cheetah Girls once? You know, remember, because Raven left the Cheetahs after a
She
while, and
did.
it was just Kaylee, Sabrina, and Adrian.
I didn't watch that one.
It wasn't
Remember?
good.
Where did
Oh,
they
it wasn't
go? It was
good.
a Bollywood take.
It was
They did.
Bollywood. Yes. I
See?
know.
Raven said, y'all not about to get me.
I know.
Raven said, y'all not gonna cancel my ass years later. No
No,
thanks. Right.
she had the vision. She
She said,
knew.
Barcelona is where I draw the line. And she did have the vision.
She did.
And that movie, though, I mean, the first one's amazing, but the second one,
It's everything.
everything.
Y'all, I have to this day, I want to go recreate the step scene. Or the fountain. One of them. Both.
During
Both.
Strut. Is
Both.
it during? Yeah, it's during Strut, right?
Yes. Yes.
Oh my
Yes.
God. Raven was kind of everything to us. Like, we would watch her. That's her Raven, obviously. And then, like you said, she was in movies, she was in Cheetah Girls, all this
Yes.
stuff. And she was just so funny physically. And the way she could deliver a line, she was
I
that
don't think we
girl.
talk about the cultural impact enough of Raven
Agree.
and like a style of comedy.
Yeah, for
I don't
sure.
think we talk about it enough to this day. Like the you nasty, like there are like little mannerisms and things that she did that like are in people's style of comedy, and I'm like, that's a rape. That's Raven coded. And no, and people
Yes.
don't talk about it. People don't
They
talk about it, but it
don't.
is. She was a blueprint, I think, for a lot of things. Her
Definitely.
body. Remember, she wasn't like she was. Oh yeah, I could go on and on, but she had an impact, and thank God for Raven, because like I said, Grease was first. So,
Yes.
child, you know, there ain't no black people in Greece. So, thank God for that. I was obsessed with
Did
Greece.
you ever end up doing Grease, though? I was meaning to ask that.
I did. I was Sandy in the 7th grade.
So you also did a middle school Grease,
A middle school Grease. You know, they had to do the double casts
Oh,
because there's so
right.
many people. And I remember me and the other girl who was the other Sandy, we were like, all right, girl, hope your show goes well. Like the start of like being a theater kid, you know.
Showgirls
Yes.
vibes, yeah. I
Just couldn't
remember.
possibly root her on. I had to be jealous. Like,
Yeah. Did they put Hopelessly Devoted to You in your Grease, or did you do the one that is on Raining on Prom Night, I think is the
yeah, I
one.
think it was Raining on Prom
Raining
Night, and
Prom
I
Night.
remember being
Okay.
pissed because I knew the movie. So I was like, what is
No.
this? I want
Yeah.
to do the John Travolta's like face in the or was it her face in
In
the
the
movie?
pool. Yeah, in the pool. Yeah. His,
Wait,
yeah.
I obviously you played Sandy, but I need to hear your Freddie, my love. And then I also need to hear your worst things. I've got to be honest.
Oh, now if I do a cabaret, that's going in it.
Oh, that's
That's
an
a vent. That's an
amazing.
incredible song. That's going in it.
Have you ever
Yeah.
thought about doing a cabaret?
Yeah.
I am. I'm actually working on it right now. I'm trying to figure out what it's going to be more of my story. And so maybe a little Lucky will be in there. You know what I mean?
Claire and Brittany need to get up, get out to New York, and dust off the old costume.
Yeah. Everybody grab all your lamps and your living room. We're putting on a show. A
I
mess.
need it. Oh my God. So, and you were in Atlanta growing up, and then that led you to Florida for college. And did you study musical theater in
I did. I
school? Okay.
did. Yep, and I remember I did a movie my senior year of high school, and that I did y'all, I did one film. I had one scene that got it didn't even make it into the final production. You had to buy the DVD to see my little scene, child. But I was like, "Oh, I'm gonna be famous. Like, cool. Like, I don't need to go to college." Y'all, that movie was Big Mama's House 3. Okay, why that made me feel like I was about to be winning an Oscar, I don't know. But I was like, yeah, so I'm not gonna go to school because I've made it. And my parents were like, that's not true. Like, you gotta go somewhere. And I only auditioned for Florida State because my cousin went there. Two of my cousins went there. My grandfather, he went to FAMU, but he was just very close to Florida State. That was the one place I auditioned for. So I'm so thankful I got in because I had no idea. I didn't really know that you could go to school for music theater. So I didn't realize that like you got to prep for these auditions. It's a big deal. Like I was so underprepared. So I'm so thankful they like took a chance on me because that was it. It was that or bust.
Yeah.
So
Any performance highlights from college?
yes, we did cabaret my senior year. I got to play Sally Bowles.
Oh, amazing.
It was so much fun. It was my first time like diving it. Like it was such a serious character, and I was like, "Oh, this is." And doing accent work and Sally Bowles at that time hadn't really been played by any black people in the sort of like mainstream. So there was my first time experiencing like, and also I was in Tallahassee, Florida, so it was my first time experiencing like racism for real, not in my life in regards to the arts. And I was like, it was just I just learned so much. So yeah, that was a huge highlight. That was a huge highlight. That was senior year.
And then did you move straight to New York?
I moved to New York the day I graduated
You were
college.
ready. Your
I
bags
was
were
ready
packed. You had
to
your go bag.
go. Literally, I had my go bag ready to survive 72 hours in New York. I graduated, I think, at like whatever the service was, 9 a.m., 10 a.m., whatever. And then that night, I flew to New York. Hoping a dream.
Yeah. What was it like when you moved to New York? Did you have reps or anyone helping you, or were you just hitting the pavement going to auditions?
We had a showcase, which was super helpful. We did our showcase at Alvin Ailey, and they invite a bunch of reps there. And then I signed. I'm still signed with them today. I signed with my agents from the showcase, and my agent and my manager, and we are locked in. Yeah. So we've been and then so I signed with them, and then they were like, "All right, cool. So you're in New York. Boom. Don't go anywhere. Let's hit these audition streets." And then the first thing I did was book a cruise ship. I said, "All right, y'all, this I'm gonna go." They were like, they were so against it, but I was like, and I honestly, if there's any like young actors that are listening that are like in the thick of it, do not turn your nose up at a cruise ship. I don't know who is sending that message out. It is such a good way to see the world, to make money, to save money, to express yourself as an artist. And then when you're ready, take your coin and come to a major city. But I highly recommend it.
I love that. That's really great.
Wait, so you didn't you so you didn't do it, or you did do the
I
cruise?
did it. I was getting my life. I did it. I was like, sorry, y'all. I have no money. Like, I remember the idea of someone looking me in the eye. I've got this contract right here that's like, we're gonna pay you thousands of dollars to go to Rome. And then I got no money. And they're like, but we're gonna. I said, here's the thing. I don't have any money. I have to go. I want to go. And it was 6 months. You know what I mean? It was 6 months. I think the fear with ships is that you go and you get stuck. You know what I mean? And then you stay in that world. But I think that's not getting stuck. I think there are people who go out there and love it and it makes them happy. And so they should stay. You know what I mean? And
Yes.
for me, I never want to do it again, but I'm so happy that I did it.
And you got to go to Rome.
Babe, we did the Caribbean. I don't know why I said Rome, because that's not what they were offering. I think that was another ship. We did Europe. We did the Baltic. That's what it was. It
Ooh.
was Russia. It was the Baltic and then a big crossing and then the Caribbean.
So cool.
I think I wanted to go to Rome, honey, but we didn't do that. But it was amazing.
You'll get there someday.
Exactly. You
Yes.
will. And then I'll recreate the Lizzie McGuire movie.
There you go.
Yes. And
Another
so
one.
then you'll go to Barcelona and like do the cheetah. Yes, you got a lot of these Disney touchstones here. And Connor and I saw you in your Broadway debut as Jane in A Bronx
Really?
Tale. Yes, we've seen all of your
Broadway appearances, actually. I was thinking about that last
That's
night.
right.
We're
Wow.
super
Okay.
fans. I
Yes.
know. I
Thank y'all.
know.
I receive it. I receive it. Bronxville was fun.
Oh, so fun. I love that duet between, oh my God, I'm just gonna say the actor's name, between Bobby and you. It's
Yes.
like
Yes.
doo-wop-y, it's in act one.
Oh,
You know the one I mean? And then she
yes.
sings a reprise, or does he?
No, I think, don't be stupid. Da-na-na-na. What is that song?
Yeah.
A girl like me. No. Do-do-do. No, what is it? What is the name of that song?
Things like this don't happen, or girls like this
Yes,
don't happen, something like that. Yeah.
yes.
Oh my God,
No, he
wait, I
sings. I
love
think
that
he sings a
song.
reprise in
Okay,
Act
yeah, he
Two.
does. He does,
Oh,
yeah.
and
And it's like a little slower and profound.
yes. Alan
Wow.
Menken. Alan
Genius.
Menken. I mean, to make your Broadway debut with Alan Menken is also setting the bar. That was a bit much. The stratosphere. I said, this is what?
Yeah.
Alan Menken, Jerry Zaks was our director. I said, it made me, it just disillusionment at its highest. 'Cause I was like, oh, Broadway.
And of course, Bobby De Niro, right?
Oh, right, of
'Cause you
course
probably
he
call him
was
Bobby, you know.
casual. Bob, yes, honey. That was crazy.
And
That's
that's where
wild.
your Broadway debut was at the Long Acre, and
At
now
the
you're
Long
back.
Acre. I know I'm
Oh,
back,
I didn't make
y'all.
that connection.
Full circle. It's actually
Wow.
very trippy.
Yeah.
It's very trippy.
And this is your return to the New York stage. Yeah.
Yes. Y'all, I'm telling you, not to get too woo-woo on this here podcast, but I believe, I wholeheartedly believe in like manifestation and excuse me, the power of the tongue and speaking what you want to happen and speaking like clearly, not like humbly, like speaking clearly. And I, pandemic, I moved to Georgia. I had a child. Life like drastically changed. And I remember like being scared I wasn't going to go back to stage. My show before the pandemic was very dangerous and I had PTSD and I was like scared to go back to the stage, all this stuff. And I remember speaking so clear. And I also, the Long Acre, there's so much love in that theater. Like there's so much love in the behind the scenes everywhere. And I remember like talking very, very specifically about how I want to come back to the theater. Something safe, something intimate, something fun. And when we were in Boston, we had no idea we were going to Broadway. And I was walking, we were in New York for something. And I saw the Long Acre and I just was like, how crazy would that be? Then the show that was in there closed. And I remember Sam and I walking past it. And we took, and Sam, I didn't even want to do it because I didn't want to jinx anything. And Sam took a picture in front of the Long Acre. And I was like, let's just speak it. Let's just speak it. Let's just say it. I was like, Sam, I know that space. I love that space. Like, it's like home. When we found out, y'all, we were A, going to Broadway and B, it was the Long Acre Theater. I literally, sounds dramatic, I was in my daughter's room, fell to my knees sobbing and called my mom because I didn't know if I was going to get back to the stage, let alone in the theater where like everything happened. Oh, y'all. Yeah. Yeah, I was a
That's
mess.
meant to be.
Yeah. That's what it
I need
feels
to see that
like.
photo.
Oh, Sam.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Honestly, I'm like, you should share that. But I think he
Yeah.
was, I remember he asked, he was like, should we take a photo? I was like, you can. I don't wanna.
That's right, because
So
Dead Outlaw closed right as you all were wrapping up
in
in
Boston.
Boston. Okay, that's right.
Yes. So it was quick. It was a quick, like, that's why we did the whole run in Boston, not knowing if we were going to Broadway.
Okay. Were there like whispers like, oh, we think it's gonna go, we'll see, but I'm sure you've heard that before, so you never know.
Exactly. And we were hoping and like we were whispering, but then we kept thinking like, well, we would know by now. You
Yeah.
know, so then we like psyched ourselves out of like, no, we would have known. Like we know. Like we're producers. We're like, ah,
Right.
well, they would have told us.
That
Just be patient. But no, yeah, there were whispers, but we had no idea. The whole run, we did not know.
I'm sure there's like a freeing nature to that too, but also like you want to work harder to see if you never know what'll happen. But I remember when Connor and I saw it in Boston, obviously the audience loved it. We were there on like a Sunday matinee, but versus the audience in New York in that first like 20 minutes of the show, where there's just so many New York jokes and references. I mean, it's electricity in that theater, the way that audiences react to the show about New York.
It's so cool. It's so cool, y'all. There are moments where I don't say a thing. I am just physically reacting to something that he said. And it's like every New Yorker in the audience is cracking up because they are completely aware of like how you look at that person on the subway when you don't have to say anything, but you're like, Okay. Oh, so you about to ruin my day. Oh, got it. It's 9 a.m. and you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. There's just so many moments like that where the audience feels like seen and can like laugh at themselves. And I'm like, it's special. It's so cool.
I love it. Oh my God, wait, we're sadly wrapping up. This is
Yeah.
crazy. This is like flown by. I'm having
I
the best
know.
time with you.
Me too.
Before we say goodbye, we always have to end on a dose of drama. And so this will give us a little more time to chat about some animes here.
Yes.
But a dose of
Yes,
drama could
please.
be that pop culture on your mind that you just have to share, that show you're binging, the music you're loving, the book you're reading, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And Dylan, I'll toss it to you to start today, with a little dose.
Okay. Mine's twofold. So I was last night, Hunter and I were watching, we just finished season 11 of Real Housewives of Atlanta. We've been making our way through the show. Oh my God, I feel like we started it 2 years, maybe 3 years ago, and maybe two. And I'm getting so sad because I'm getting so close to the recent one. But Christiane, you're from Georgia. Are you from like Atlanta adjacent? Have you ever had any encounters
Yes.
with Candy or Nene or Sheree or Cynthia, my queen?
Have
Anybody
you been
like
to Lake
that?
Bailey?
Y'all, first of all, they're like unicorns. I'm not from, I'm from Decatur, which is right outside of Atlanta, which is where everybody who says they're from Atlanta, that's where they're from. No one
Okay.
really, you know what I'm saying? It's hard to be from the city. Not hard, but I have never seen these women. And I am such a fan. I'm like, they don't, y'all don't even, do y'all live here? How do I get to Lake Bailey? Where's everybody at? So no, I haven't
You ever
seen
been to
them.
Old Lady Gang?
Yes.
You have?
Is it
Yes. Is it
good? I've been to
good?
Old Lady Gang. It's so good. I've been to Heat or whatever Candy and Todd's other restaurant is.
Yeah. Oh,
Called
yeah.
something. I've been there. Yeah. Yeah.
So
Yeah.
fun.
I
So,
know.
so
Well,
fun.
now Candy's on Broadway, so you could just walk down the block to see her.
Which is ridiculous because I'm going to say, Candy, girl, we are sisters in my head. Have me on the show. I
Know.
know,
She's
I
so
know.
cool. I love her so
And do we
much.
think Nene's going to come back to be a housewife, or do we think she's
I do think so. Yeah.
okay?
I have a feeling. I think after the season of Atlanta just wrapped filming and it'll air like this summer or whatever. But then after Ultimate Girls Trip, I think she'll be back.
I think she has to.
Yeah.
I think she has to. It's because it gets different towards the.
See, I loved Nene. I mean, she is the most iconic Real Housewife, absolutely. It was time for her to go when she left, but then the show really dipped for me in a big way.
Yes,
I still
yes.
watch, but I don't know. It just
I think it
some
was
it
that
lost
we
something.
l losing Nene, losing Phaedra, losing all of our. We needed to have at least two of our like OGs.
Yeah.
And we would just. It was just. It changed.
Is
I
Portia still
changed.
on? She
I
is.
think
She's
so.
back.
She
Yeah,
was
she's
gone.
back.
Yeah, and then she came back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's back.
Yeah.
I love
I like you said
Portia.
that you and Candy are like
you're like your sisters in your head and stuff.
In
That's
my
so
head, oh, because
funny.
she's always my favorite.
Oh
She's
yeah.
always my favorite. It's obviously Nene, but like as I feel like Nene is like a character. I feel like as a real person, Candy is like, and she's in her bag. She's in her Broadway bag.
I
You know,
know.
always producing something. Yeah. We need to get her at Two Strangers.
I know.
She's
She'll
busy
love it.
now, but I think she would too.
Yeah,
She
she'd
would
love
love
you.
it.
We need that photo op. Okay, so that was my dose of drama that I love Atlanta and I needed to talk to Christiane about it. Connor, do you have a dose of drama real quick?
Well, you've got me thinking. I'm so excited about this Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip where it's reuniting some of the OG gals and they're going to be going to signature locations. I normally don't like seeing spoilers, but it has been such a delight seeing them all reunite and being in different places. I think it ended at Dorinda's Bluestone Manor. And I've heard rumors that Vicki Gunvalson and Portia Williams had a big falling out during filming. It's going to be such good drama. And also, I think it's just going to be fun, which is obviously what we need right now. So I hope they give that to us sooner than later. But I feel like it'll be this fall at least. But I can't wait. It's gonna be so exciting because
I
they're
gotta
like my
watch.
friends.
Christiane, have you bartended Watch What Happens Live?
No, but where I'm trying to. I love I'm that, but it's so funny because I only really so I only watch Atlanta, Potomac and Utah. So if they're
Oh
not
yeah.
on, I don't know what's going on with anybody. So I'm like,
Oh.
I would love to do it sooner than later because if it's not one of the seasons I watch, I would still do it, but I would just be like, where are you
Yeah,
guys?
makes it
You
more fun if
know.
you know, you know.
Exactly,
Wait, not to be
exactly.
like all Housewives stuff, but did you watch the Karen Huger sit down with Andy?
Did I watch the sit down?
Wow.
First of all, she said I went upstairs to go to the restroom and she came back down. glammed down, face sitting. I said, now, Karen, I love her so much.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was so beautifully like done. The accountability taken, the like she's I said Nene is my favorite and Kenny, but Karen Huger is my favorite housewife of all the
Yeah, the
The
Grand
Grand
Dame.
Dame. Oh my
No, she's
goodness.
amazing. She had me laughing though during that interview, and she'd be like, "Now let me be clear." She kept saying that. She's so funny. I was shaking
The
when she walked
footage.
in the door and hugged Raven, and Ray was there with that like printed out sign that was a little sad. But I cried my eyes out. Cried my eyes out as if I was coming home from the clink.
Yes, the clink, because she was there for a minute. And I think when she got like arrested, it was like shocking. But then when she got sentenced, it was like, y'all not gonna send the grant. Y'all, we're about to send the grant. I think everybody was like, oh, no. Like, well, she does need to go. I mean, that's a very serious thing, but I think it was just very like, I also love that she was in there talking about being people's TT.
Yes. She said it's like her life's purpose was to connect with young women. That's beautiful. She's amazing.
So beautiful. And I know I don't know because I don't know her, but I have a feeling that the mission post, you know what I mean, is going to be major. The giving
Yeah.
back and the like, y'all gonna have to have me back because I can talk about
I
Housewives
know. Oh
forever.
my God. I
We'll
know.
do.
We're totally rolling out here, but do you have a dose of drama to end our chat with?
I do. And I feel like I'm going to sound like a broken record because everyone's talking about her right now, as they should. But Olivia Dean, her most recent album, which is it is a no skip love letter. And I'm obsessed with it. And she is getting all the flowers right now. And I think she should.
Yes.
And I'm hearing all these like hot take comparisons that I said yesterday about it to someone. And they're like, no, I heard a hot take comparison that she's giving Whitney. And everybody's like, I'm sorry. Because they immediately think vocals. But what this person was saying is like her energy. Like, do we remember I Want to Dance with Somebody, era Whitney, bursting on the scene with this like light energy, a smile through her song? Like, it was so refreshing to like the industry. And in that way, I was like, I do see that like this, there's this like light that she brings that I think I'm obsessed with. And I'm so happy that she's getting her flowers and her due. I feel like all summer long, everyone's gonna be in an old slinky Olivia Dean like dress and a kitten heel. Like everyone's got, watch. This summer is gonna be big juicy curls, kitten heels, Olivia Dean dresses, bopping. Tell me that
Yes.
something like that's gonna be the summer. And I'm thankful because we need it. We need it.
Absolutely. Oh my gosh. I need it now, actually.
You're like,
She's so
summer,
amazing.
babe.
I know. I was like, please, please. Well, I was gonna say it kind of reminds me of your single. That energy.
Yes. And I wasn't put on to Olivia Dean when I wrote that. And
Okay.
I love it's so funny. I'm so slow in putting out music because a lot of my music are they're love songs, and I write them at random when I'm walking down the street or anything, and then I hesitate sometimes to put them out because I'm like, who wants to hear about, your crush from the third grade? Like nobody. But some people do. So that's also, yes, thank you. Buttercup everywhere now. Listen, y'all, it's a vibe. But
It
also I have
is.
other things coming up, and Olivia Dean probably inspired me subconsciously to just put it
Oh,
out.
I love
The
that
girls are
so
growing.
much. I love it. Yes. So
Me
easy to
too.
fall in love. That's always stuck in my head.
Because it's a bop.
It is. It
It's giving
is.
like I want to go to Paris,
I want
and you know what I
that.
mean, and then just fall in love.
You have a Euro trip on the horizon for you, Christiane. You're
Do
going to
you
be hitting up
think?
Rome and Barcelona and Paris.
I think so. Two strangers, European tour. Yes. Okay,
Yes.
I know Sam ain't gonna do it. He's been doing this show for so long, but
Yes.
I'm going.
Yes.
I'm going.
Oh my God.
I
Christiane,
love
you were
it.
so much fun. Thank you so much for spending this time with us. Your energy, your cultural references, everything. It's just been a match made in heaven for drama. I
Yes.
really feel like it. So thank you so much.
Thank y'all. I'm so happy I've met you guys, and I just can't wait to see you guys. And thank you for
Of
having
course,
me.
we'll be
Thank
back.
you.
And everyone needs to hear you singing bops. I know Olivia Dean's got the bops, but you're also singing bops at the Long Acre Theater. And where can everyone follow you online? Are you on Instagram?
Yes, I'm on Instagram at Christiani World. My mom made that when Instagram first came out. I should probably change it, but that's where we're at.
I love it.
And that's really all. I have a TikTok, the app that we shall not talk about, but I don't use it. So yes, it's just Instagram at Christiani World.
Awesome.
Love.
Well, while everyone's following Christiani there, they should also follow us. We're at the Drama Podcast. Connor's at Connor McDowell. I'm at Dylan McDowell. Thank you again. I hope you have a beautiful rest of your Friday, Christiani.
Thank you, y'all too.
And Connor, I will see you next time.
Drama.
Drama!